Hello.
Marjolin?
Yes.
Yes, the call was cut off, but I'm here.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, got disconnected. Yeah, you said Monday 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday 11 hours.
Correct.
And the 10, how many hours you said?
11.
For the 10? 11 hours. Okay, so so nobody worked for the 11 or 7. The 10.
The ten was supposed to be
me. I know that I work 11. I know that I work from 7 to 6. That's 11 hours.
Yes, correct. And the 10.
Yeah.
That is correct?
And then 11, 11 or 7.
Are you 11? Sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 11, 11 or 7.
Let me check.
So that would be a total of, because it's not 24, it's not 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. If you work from overnight shift and then you start at 7 a.m., that's more than 16 hours. You send
okay,
a
so
time
said,
sheet from...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let me finish him so
yes,
we can
mm-hmm.
be in the same page. If
yes.
you send a time sheet for the 10 from 11 to 7 and then you send another one from 7 to 11... From 7 to 11, that's 16 hours, plus 7 in the same day when you finish at 7 a.m., that's 23 hours the same day. The same day, do you understand?
You said 23 hours just because I work 11 or 7, so it's 23 hours. Me, I don't know, me, when I count it, it's 19 hours, but you said it's 23 hours, right?
Correct, because you've put a timesheet until 7 and you start over again at 7, correct?
7 a.m.
Uh-huh,
to
11.
No, 7.
The timesheet that I have for 11 is from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 16 hours for the 11.
Oh no! I know.
The thing is that you cannot do overnight.
I'm talking about Wednesday.
Yeah. From how many hours are from 11 to 12?
You talking about Thursday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Thursday. It's okay. Wednesday. It's 7 a.m.
I'm asking you.
11
from
hours
11 PM,
in the morning?
Mm-hmm. No. From 11 p.m. to 12 a.m., how many hours? From 11 p.m. to 12 on Wednesday night. 11 to 12.
No, it's supposed to be...
That's 1 hour, correct?
No. 11 p.m. to 7?
From 12, I'm asking you on Wednesday, because as of 12 a.m. to 7 a.m., it's Thursday already. It's another day. Do you understand?
Okay, that's 7.
Oh, correct. That's 7 on Wednesday, correct? On Thursday, sorry.
Wait, you said Thursday.
On Thursday morning.
7
from
a.m.
12
to 11. 11 p.m., so that's 16.
The thing is, you cannot do more than 16 hours, okay? I already spoke.
I cannot do 16 hours.
More than
but
16
hours. But I'm not supposed
hours.
To do 24. You said I'm not supposed to do 24 hours. Now you say I cannot do 16 hours. And I know it's usually 24. I cannot do 24 hours in the client home, 24 hours. But
more
I usually work 16 hours, 19 hours.
You only can work 16 hours per day. How many hours?
15 hours per day. I only can, hold on a second. You said I only can work 15 hours per day?
Can you listen what I'm telling you, Marjorie, please?
Go ahead.
How many hours are from 12 a.m. to 7 a.m.? How many hours do you have?
That's 7 hours.
That's 7 hours.
Uh-huh.
From on Thursday, right? That's 7 hours from 12 to 7, correct? 7 hours. Marjorie?
I'm listening, but I mean...
And then another timesheet from the 7, from 7 a.m. the same day to 11 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
So 7 hours plus 16 hours that you continue working, that's 23 hours in the same day. In same day.
Okay, 16 plus 7, that's 22, right?
23. 20. Yep. In the same day.
Okay, I mean, I understand. I cannot do 23, but
you cannot do more than 16. You only can work 16 hours per day.
That is
and you work 23.
I work 23, but I can. Okay, but I mean, like I said, I counted. When I counted, for me, it's not 23, it's only because you say from 12 a.m. went to the 7 in the morning, it's another day, right?
Correct, it's on Thursday 11.
So that means on Thursday,
it
will be
morning.
Only okay. On Thursday morning, it will be only 11 hours, so I'm gonna be cut short 6 hours, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
So it's not going to be 16. I cannot do 16 hours. So it will be only 11 hours on Thursday, 11 hours on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, let me check.
You said 11 hours, even though I do 11-7, but you said it's 11 hours.
Let me see. 2, 16. You can do on Wednesday 1 hour from 11 to 12. From 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Because when you go after 12, if you work after 12 a.m., that hours are included on Thursday, not on Wednesday.
Okay, so what's the total? Okay. What's the total for, I know Monday is 16, Tuesday is 11.
For the whole week, you have 77 hours.
70 hours?
77 hours for the whole week.
77 hours.
Yep.
For the whole week. Okay.
Yeah, I already told you that you cannot work overnight shift and continue working the next day at 7 a.m. because that's more than 16 hours. You only can work 16 hours per day and the system won't process those shifts.
even though when I put my time sheet, it gives you the hours that I work. Even though when I put my time sheet.
So please make sure to. I already told to Jessica about this. She mentioned that she will adjust the hours.
I mean, she did adjust it to me, but like I said, this is not how I usually work.
But
so when I
that
work
will be for this week.
Agency,
so the adjustment will be for this week, okay? This current week. So please do not do it over again.
You know what? I'm going to send you guys a schedule. I hope this is the last time I'm going to do that. I'm going to send you a schedule. I'm going to change my schedule. And I hope that is the same, that is the last time I'm going to talk about that. Because it's going to be a new schedule. Because I usually know that we're not supposed to stay in the client home. We're not supposed to be working 24 hours. But when it comes to 19 hours, 16 hours, I was allowed to do that. I'm allowed to do that. It's just the company that is, I don't think it's the system, I think it's the agency that do not, you know, let people work that much hours. So, it's really frustrating for me. So, I'm tired of going over and over it. So, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send you a new schedule. Okay, I'm gonna send you a new schedule because I know this weekend, the weekend for Saturday, I work 6 to 11, and then my cousin did 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. And then I work the next day on the 14th. So that would not be a problem, right?
Yes.
That is correct for that. Between Saturday and Sunday. The time is correct,
coming,
right?
On this coming, let me see. On Sunday. Mm-hmm. You send a time sheet for Saturday from 6 to
11.
And for Sunday from 7 to 6.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, that is correct.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, I'm going to send you a schedule.
Yep.
I'm going to send you a new schedule. So I hope this is the last time because, it's been going on too much. So that's what I was taught with the other agency.
Okay, send me the schedule.
Huh?
You said that you will send me the schedule.
No. I said the reason I kept going about it because this is the hours that I send you. This is the hours that I was working for the other agency.
Oh, okay.
So I know a week I work more hours, and another week it's less hours. So I'm okay, like I said, I'm gonna send you the new schedule. Gonna send it to you. And then I have a question about Gilbert. She works every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she work a full schedule, and then every other Saturday, but every morning she work the same schedule, 7 a.m. to 6. The last time she tried to clock in, they said that she was not on the schedule. Can you explain to me? Because
yeah,
that's a regular day.
Any question about other caregiver, I should have spoke with the caregiver.
Yeah, but she's not
speaking.
I mean, she's not really understand about.
What language she speak?
She speak Creole.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, she speak Creole.
Yeah, I already spoke about this with Jessica. Yeah, she sent me a screenshot. Maybe the app fell. So, but I see that each weekend it's the hours for Gilbert. Each Sunday, sorry, Saturday and Sunday. It's Gilbert hours. Yeah, Jessica, she already sent me like the proof about the fail, so it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, Marjorie, you're welcome.
Yeah, I will send you the new schedule.
Okay, I will be attentive, okay? I will be waiting. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.